I'm Polly Warren and welcome to the Positive Perimenopause Podcast. This is the place for some positive inspiration to help you through the rollercoaster ride of perimenopause. I truly believe that with the right support, knowledge and wellness tools, you can feel your best yet. Because I'm learning this life phase can be a truly exciting and often pivotal time of life. With every episode, my mission is to support and empower you to own your menopause, because it's time to start taking care of the most important person, and yes, that's you. So thank you for being here and sharing your time with me. Now let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the podcast with me, Polly Warren. And today is a very special episode of the Positive Perimenopause Podcast because it's World Menopause Day. It's the 18th of October and I really feel like it's an important date to mark because there is still so much more to be done in terms of raising awareness of menopause, of perimenopause, of women's health, really, in general. Although there's been so much brilliant goodness recently in terms of raising awareness of menopause compared to the past, you know, so many more people are talking about it. There are so many more podcasts. There are more high profile people talking about it and raising awareness. It's not such a taboo as it has been. However, there is still more to be done because I still hear all the time of women who are just not getting the support that they need. They don't know what to do. They're not being listened to by their GP. And they don't want to necessarily take HRT, which is kind of what is being recommended. So I do think it's important that we keep having the conversation, we keep moving forward, but at the same time, recognize that it is great that there is this real positive momentum in terms of how we deal with how we manage menopause, how we go forward in terms of women's health. So yes, it's awareness is everything. The first thing really for us to be aware of are the things that we, you know, what can we do? And I do think, you know, there is obviously so much, particularly here in the UK, there is so much talk of how HRT can really, really help during menopause. And it's great if you start during perimenopause and it's really good for our long-term health. And that's all well and good. And I think there is definitely a place for that. And I'm completely for pro-choice. We all can decide how we manage our menopause for ourselves. And it's super, super important that we have all of the up-to-date, correct information at our fingertips so we can make that informed choice. However, I do hear more and more hear from women who either have been told that they can't take HRT or they just don't want to. And I totally and utterly get that because for many, menopause is a natural transition which all women go through. And if our bodies are going through this natural transition, there is sort of that they're primed to be able to manage it without HRT. So a woman also should be able to access the tools required to help her manage it naturally. And there are so, so many tools. So I'm all about make sure you understand what is available and then choose what's right for you. And whatever you decide, HRT or no HRT, the diet and lifestyle tools are crucial for everybody. HRT is not the magic pill that you can take, because even if you are taking it, you still need to look after yourself for your long-term health and for now. So what are your options? Well, diet and lifestyle. And we talk about diet and lifestyle in this big umbrella term, but what actually does that mean? It can feel really quite overwhelming because diet and lifestyle involves everything. It involves what we eat, how we move, our stress levels, how we react to stress, what do we do to manage that? So if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed, like, oh my God, I just don't know where to start, I don't know what to do, I am running a free workshop online this Thursday on the 20th of October at 6 p.m. where I will unpack all of that. And It will be really, really helpful to break down some of the lifestyle and diet shifts that you can make, which will have an immediate impact to remove the overwhelm. There are just some basic things which you can implement right now, and they will make a shift. So, it's taken me years and years and years to find out what actually really works. So that's really the first piece of the puzzle, is to kind of know what to do, and have someone support and tell you some simple steps can really remove that overwhelm. However, that is, again, just one piece of the puzzle, because knowing what to do and actually doing the thing are two separate things altogether. As human beings, we're just not wired for change. Change makes us feel uncomfortable. It makes us feel unsafe. And there's really good reason for that, is how we've evolved. We're not naturally kind of wired to be really, really adaptable and cope with lots of different changes in our life. And our brains get used to certain ways. So to break things we've always done does feel difficult and uncomfortable. And that is why we really sometimes find it hard to start new healthy habits or to drop old ones, because we have got so many old programs running in the background. So in this workshop, I'm also going to be talking about and sharing how do we actually get to do the things that we know are going to help us, and how do we make them easy and just part of what we do? Because knowledge is one thing, but doing it is a whole separate thing. So if this feels like it could be for you or for somebody else you know, and it could really be the first step you take to kind of get yourself feeling back to yourself again, then you can sign up at pollywarren.com/workshop, and I will put the link in the show notes. This is about deciding that not to struggle on anymore, not to think that you're okay when actually everything in life is feeling hard and difficult, and you just accept that feeling really irritable and pissed off with everybody around you and everything is normal, because it's not. I know I was like that for 4 years, at least, probably longer. And don't get me wrong, I still am like that occasionally, but I have learned ways to totally manage that and not hold on to it and let it go much, much quicker. I've learned of little lifestyle hacks which I can use day to day, which I know is fueling my body with really good stuff. And this stuff works because I have never felt better, and after having felt like complete and utter shit for far too long. So please don't feel like you have to struggle on. There are things you can do. There is support you can get. And it's about deciding. It's about you making that shift. Because nothing changes if nothing changes. If we carry on doing the same things, carrying on with the same actions, we're going to get the same results. So in order to get a different result, we need to take a different action. So I really, really hope to see you there, and sign up anyway, even if you can't make the time, because I will send you the replay afterwards. Now, onto the episode today. So I asked you for some questions to ask me, anything which you would like me to reply to. So thank you for those of you who have asked questions, and I'm going to do my best to answer. So my first question was from Danette. So Danette says, "Hello, I'm getting sorted out on HRT and most symptoms are well controlled. I just can't seem to shake the insomnia. It's really debilitating at times. Progesterone doesn't have the relaxing effects on me at bedtime. Looking for any suggestions on how to get some quality sleep." So thank you for your question, Danette. What I would say to you is, firstly, how are your stress levels? Because if you have really high stress levels, then you're going to have an awful lot of cortisol in your body. And cortisol keeps us awake. It's kind of what we have, really high cortisol first thing in the morning. And that's because it helps us to wake up and get ourselves moving and get out of bed. So if you're very, very stressed and have high cortisol levels, that's going to be keeping you awake. So that could be something to look into, looking at ways to reduce that cortisol. And actually, I will be talking about that in my workshop on Thursday. Also, something I would say to you, something else I'm talking about my workshop actually on Thursday, is blood sugar levels. So if you're on that blood sugar roller coaster where you're having highs and lows of blood sugar, and if that means if you are eating kind of lots of foods which are going to spike your blood sugar, so sugary foods, lots of caffeine, white carbs. And so by the time you go to, so when you go to bed, you'll then have a blood sugar dip, a low. And what happens then is that cortisol is produced and it will keep you awake. So a really good tip here is just to eat, make sure you're eating plenty of protein and fiber, because that really helps to level out your blood sugar. The other thing I would say is, are you taking a magnesium supplement? Because that can really help with sleep. And I would always say, have some sort of mindfulness or meditation practice, because it really, really helps calm our nervous system. I mean, research shows that it can improve sleep. And also it can be really effective for easing anxiety and other mood disorders, because it has been shown to reduce the cytokines, which are basically your inflammatory stress chemicals that can lead to things like depression. So it can really help. So a really easy way to do that is just to start with a couple of minutes a day of just sitting quietly, find yourself an app like Headspace or Calm, and have a go with that. So thank you so much for your question. I really hope that helps. Okay, my next question is from Susie. So Susie says, I've done a home menopause test and I wanted to see if I was menopausal or not. I tested it today and it's a strong positive. I've been trying for a week to get a doctor's appointment. So I did the test and I rang the doctors with the result. But she won't acknowledge it, though, as it hasn't been confirmed by a doctor. And she says, I can't get an appointment at all. So I'm taking the result to mean I'm menopausal. I just don't know what my next step is, as my doctors are worse than useless. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Okay, what I would say to you is, while you're waiting for an appointment from your doctor, download a list of all the symptoms. And actually, you can download some from my website, pollywarren.com/perimenopause. And once you've got all the symptoms, you can log them, or you can go to the Balance app. You can log them there. And you'll realize then how many you might have or might not have. And it will really help you get a clear idea as to whether you are menopausal or not. You could also, actually, I've got a quiz at pollywarren.com/could-it-be-menopause. That might help as well give you an answer whether it is menopause or not. But I really, really advise to symptom track, because then you can really see what is going on, and track your periods as well, just to see how they are. But don't forget, you can still be menopausal and be having a regular cycle. So here in the UK, if you're over 45, you don't need to be tested to prove you're perimenopausal. The NICE guidelines state this, and doctors won't test you. If you're under 45 and you're displaying some of the symptoms, then you will be. I really recommend going along to your appointment with that list of perimenopause symptoms and so show them what you are experiencing right now, because it will really save you a lot of time and get straight to the point. And then you can talk about the way forward for you. So I really hope that is helpful. Okay, so the next question is from Jill, who says, I would love to hear more about HRT alternatives. What would you recommend? I can then go and do some research. Right. Well, there's various podcast episodes which you can go and listen to. There's How to Have a Natural Menopause with Marion Stewart. And last week's episode with Jackie Lynch about how food can really help with our menopause symptoms as well. But not to keep pushing my workshop, which it sounds like I totally am, but actually this is exactly what we're going to be talking about in the workshop. So I really recommend if you can sign up, you'll get the replay even if you can't come along. So the final question is from Sarah, who writes, I had a really scary moment last week, which really freaked me out. Last week, I went to the theatre for the first time in years. I'd been looking forward to it for ages, as it was a show I really wanted to see. The show was amazing. And when we left, I walked 5 minutes up the road to go and find my car. And at this point, I literally couldn't remember where I had parked it. And I just felt like I was going completely mad. And I felt so freaked out. I'm 44 and I feel like I've been living in this weird day-to-day vagueness for a while. So where I do things on autopilot with little memory or of doing some things, but I've never had it this bad before. So I'm asking, does this sound like perimenopause, or have I got early onset dementia or other some neurological cognitive issues? And do I need to attempt to get to a GP? So I hear you, Sarah. My goodness, I totally relate to this so much. And I hear this so often. My mum has got Alzheimer's. So I've been really, really aware of Alzheimer's. And I was absolutely convinced that I had early onset Alzheimer's for quite a while. And now my symptoms have really, really subsided. And although I occasionally, you know, I still sometimes, and I, if things are on the tip of my tongue, I can't say them, but it's so much better. To me, if you're 44, it sounds like it really could be perimenopause, and to not freak out. Estrogen helps to modulate neural pathways that are involved with cognitive tasks. So dips in estrogen are likely to cause brain fog. Also, sluggish circulation can really exacerbate the situation because the brain cells account for 25% of the body's total oxygen consumption. So movement and some form of exercise is going to really help. Exercise has so many benefits, and this is a big one. Also, the brain really doesn't like toxins or sugar imbalances. So we really need to kind of think about our sugar intake. And also, at perimenopause, sleep can often be a problem. And obviously, lack of sleep doesn't help with feeling like you are going slightly mad. So make sure you drink plenty, plenty of water and really think about your sugar intake and try to reduce it. And just not try not to panic. In terms of the estrogen dips, obviously HRT can really help with this, or to eat lots of phytoestrogens and things, maybe a supplement of red clover. Thank you so much for your questions. And also thank you so much for listening. It really does mean the world to me. And the reason I just keep doing this work and putting out this podcast and coaching women through menopause is because I really can see the difference that it's making, and I feel that there is such a need for it. And even though there are much bigger fish out there, so it's amazing to see Davina McCall and Dr. Naomi Pelter's book here in the UK hit number one, their book Menopausing. It would be very easy for me to stop doing this and go, oh, well, there's enough out there. There's enough people doing this work and raising awareness. But actually, I just know that some people might not resonate with Davina and Dr. Naomi Potter or with Louise Newson or with some of the other people doing the menopause work. Sometimes we need to hear it from somebody else. And there's somebody for everyone. And if I'm that person for you, then that's amazing. And maybe you need to hear it in the way that I've got to say it. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you need to go and find somebody else. But whatever, I know there's a, you know, there's a lot of women in this world. And so I am just here for those who can relate to me. And that's all, really. We are notoriously rubbish as women taking time to invest in our health. And actually, the more we do, and if we do, then we benefit everybody around us, particularly our loved ones, but we'll be more productive at work. We will have our relationships will be better and stronger. We won't be feel like we're running around like a headless chicken all the time. So please, if you are feeling strung out, if you are feeling like you're struggling at the moment, why not take an hour for yourself on Thursday to come along to my workshop? And hopefully it might be the start, even if there's a nugget in there, just one small thing, the start of you feeling much, much more like your old self again. And actually, I think you can probably feel even better than that. So I really hope to see you there. Thanks again for joining me. And yeah, there'll be another episode on Thursday. I'll see you then. Bye.